Dr. Pinsky with a case review on Angel Colon Ortiz, O-R-T-I-Z, on 2/18/22, Angel Colon Ortiz presented to WorkNet for a right foot injury that occurred on 2/16/22. Apparently he was doing a job welding when a coworker moved a large machine and pinched the patient's foot between two plates of steel. Pretty was wearing steel-toed work boots at the time. Pretty had gone to Jefferson Emergency Room on 2/16/22, and much of the information was obtained from those records. Pretty, they had diagnosed him with a crush injury and laceration of the right foot, for which he was prescribed cephalexin and ibuprofen. Period. He underwent x-rays of the right foot and laboratory studies and administered pain medications. Period. He was examined and revealed a large, approximately 10-centimeter curvilinear laceration to the dorsal aspect of the foot overlying the first MTP joint. Period. There was minimal soft tissue edema and minimal erythema with mild tenderness. Period. There was no induration, flexurance, wound dehiscence, or purulent drainage. Pretty is able to range his toes and sensation is intact to light touch. Period. They noted x-rays done in the emergency room were reportedly negative. Period. He was taken off duty, given bacitracin packets, and to continue with wound care, period. He followed up through 2/22/22 and was referred for orthopedic podiatry consultation. Period. New paragraph on 3/1/22. He was seen in this regard by Dr. Wellens, W-E-L-L-E-N-S, period. She repeated x-rays that showed no signs of fracture or dislocation. Period. However, on the lateral view, along the dorsal aspect of the left forefoot, there are multiple small areas of density likely consistent with remaining material from the boot. Period. She was going to leave the patient's sutures intact. Period. He followed up on 3/25/22 when the sutures were removed. Period. He continued to be seen through 4/5/22. Period. At that time, neurovascular status was intact and stable. Period. On the dorsal aspect of the foot, the majority of the laceration and degloving injury appear healed. Period. There was a large scar with dark discoloration in this area. Period. There still are two small dorsal eschars present. Period. There was no pain on palpation or with range of motion. Period. Strength was 5/5. Period. He was not utilizing any orthotic or handheld assisted device for ambulation. Period. At that juncture, Mr. Colon Ortiz expressed how he wanted to return to work, so was allowed to do so without restrictions. Pretty was advised to continue applying dry gauze to the eschars so they did not get irritated with shoe gear. Period. She was going to see him again in 4 weeks for a final check to ensure that all the eschars were gone and everything was completely healed. Period. It does not appear he was compliant in that regard. Next section, findings and conclusions. On 2/16/22, Angel Colon Ortiz sustained a crush injury to his right foot at work while he was wearing steel-toed boots. Period. He was seen at Jefferson Emergency Room where x-rays were done. Period. His wound was taken care of, and he was splinted and placed on non-weight bearing. Pretty followed up there through 2/22/22, and then was seen by podiatrist Dr. Wellens. Period. She monitored his practice. I'm sorry, progress through 4/5/22. Period. He actually stopped wearing his surgical shoe because he said his pain had resolved. Period. Upon clinical exam that day, the only substantive abnormality was scar formation. Period. She anticipated that these would be gone in 4 weeks, but he did not follow up for her to document this. Period. His overall diagnosis is contusion of the right foot, as well as laceration with foreign body. Period. I believe this will constitute a soft tissue injury, using the 6th edition of the AMA guides. Period. End.